Secondly, it puts a high priority on the quality of testing for tumors. And this is a growing issue now in the community and in the research community, where there really is going to be a focus on how good is the testing to define the various subsets. Obviously, if you're going to make clinical decisions on anything from hormone receptor status to HER2 status to a product like an Oncotype DX genomic assay, you have to know the reproducibility and the quality control that goes into it. And that's going to be a real challenge for community oncologists in many ways. So just to take a small example, there are no fewer than three expert panels currently convened to discuss HER2 testing. ASCO, NCCN, and College of American Pathology are all issuing guidelines for HER2 testing. And my understanding, though of course the details may change, but my understanding is that most of them will make the same recommendation, namely that either well-done immunohistochemical testing or well-done FISH testing is acceptable, but the key piece is how good is the actual tester? What's the quality control for the pathologist? And they're going to make pathologists show that they can do high-quality testing, or they're going to ask them to get out of the business of doing HER2 testing. That's
from
a big change.
Regulatory licensing type of thing? Or?
For not so much for regulatory, but just for clinical decision-making. So I think if you're a practicing oncologist and you say, okay, I'm going to treat this patient for HER2 overexpressing disease based on the results of this pathology lab, if you don't know the performance characteristic of that lab, you really can't make a good decision about whether or not HER2 really is overexpressed.
And, you know, there's a lot of concern, obviously, about HER2 because of the excitement about adjuvant trastuzumab, but yet I was just speaking with Soon Paik, and quote, ER testing is in much worse shape than HER2 testing.
I don't know that it's in much worse shape, but it's certainly possible that it's in worse shape, because when it was appreciated 5 or 6 years ago that HER2 testing was in many ways mediocre, there were a lot of education campaigns and quality initiatives put forward. And it's been shown that you can train people to do a better job. So that same process hasn't happened in ER testing in decades. And that's a real issue. I don't know if Soon talked about the genomic health and the Oncotype experience, but sure. You know, when they start doing very sensitive quantitative RNA measurements for all sorts of genes, including ER and PR,
right.
You know, my understanding is that in many cases, not a lot, but in a small fraction, probably 5 or 10% of cases, they're thought to be ER positive. They find that they're really ER negative. So here's the real lesson, and it's not unique to breast cancer. As soon as you ask the pathology service to tell you more than is there tumor present, how big is it, and are the nodes involved, you introduce a level of expertise that not every pathology group is going to have. And so, like anything else in medicine, experience matters, high volume matters, and we are going to need high quality, high volume pathology testing for all of these new molecular markers that are coming along in all different tumor types. And that's going to be a challenge for the pathologists. The good ones will rise to that challenge by instituting appropriate quality assurance plans, developing specialty and doing certain kinds of testing, and at the same time realizing that they can't do every test well and will send out to or collaborate with people who will do those tests better.
Or there'll be maybe a genomic health answer, which is going to be one place that's going to do a test extremely well.
Well, and the advantage of that is obviously superb quality control and the kind of rigorous documentation that a commercialization of a test will have. Whether that's necessary for every tumor or every setting remains to be seen, but there certainly are advantages to that, and in principle there should be cost savings to having that kind of work done as well.